But sometimes you just.
Well, I mean, if you can win enough to cover your bets from the losses of the following weekend, that's always a good weekend.
That's true. That's true. And as we let off the show with last week, winning is definitely better than losing.
It is.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming on. It's Tuesday. Football's over. Hockey's over. I don't know.
Hockey just got over. Football's been over since February, my friend. So
football, whatever. We got horse racing. More importantly, this is a bonus episode for everybody. We're going over the late pick four tomorrow. The stakes races just got released for Saturday. Going to dip our toe in there. No morning line, no problem. We got it. AJ, my friend, good to see you. How you been?
Absolutely wonderful.
Ready for another action-packed weekend at Delaware Park?
I am. I've done pretty good here, actually, last couple weeks. So I'm looking forward to... You can send
half your commission to me for teaching you about the track.
I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen. Because I do believe my first pick five win on here was without you.
That's true.
Am I the king of Delaware Park?
No.
Okay.
That would be Matt.
You're probably right.
That would be Matt. But anyway, so we actually have a
stakes on this show. Yeah. You go there, come on.
Okay. All right. Well, let's let's dive into these races. We got a couple. Most are on.
Saying bonus though. Talk about the
bonus. Yeah, we're gonna tip our toes into the stakes races for Saturday after we break down this card. Saturday looks fantastic. We got a couple good races tomorrow though.
Yep.
We got races Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So it's gonna be a hell of a week. We do have a stakes race tomorrow. So let's kick today off, and then we'll talk about Saturday. This pick four starts with race five. Is that right, AJ?
That is exactly right. Race number five, we are on the green turf. And according to Tom, our weather expert over there at Delaware Park, we're going to stay on that turf. We're going to go 1.70 miles on that turf. And this is a maiden claiming race for $25,000. It's for three-year-olds and up. And I'll just go straight into it. I seen somebody, was it D-Rest, who had the 12 in the chat already before we even got on. Yes, I'm with you there 100%. Lisa Marie drops to the main claiming level after running 8 career starts at men's maiden special weights. Been here for a little while now. Obviously the last two efforts weren't that great, but she gets Carol. So you know as soon as I seen Carol Cedeno on the back of this horse, I immediately but takes a big drop after running in a lot of these maiden special weights at Gulfstream and here at Delaware. 8-1 is too good of a price for me to back down from. The other one is going to be the 5 Queen of Mine, who comes back to the turf for the first time here at Delaware Park, runs a pretty good race the first time. We're going to stretch out now, gets our boy Angel Suarez on board. I like this horse also at 6-1. And then also I'm going to go with the 4, Practically There. Now, Practically There has only ever run 3 races, but it seems like it's getting better. Last two turf efforts at Delaware Park, the main special weight with Carol, ran just as good of a number as it did in the turf, but then comes back to the main claiming level that we're talking about now at 7.5, and looks like this horse wants to get a little bit longer. I think 1.70 miles is going to be a lot more up this horse's alley. So at 6-1, I'm going to kick off my pick four like that.
Excellent. I'll go into, I love Lisa Marie. She was on the opening day card. I liked her then. We did it a few weeks ago. I believe we both had her. Said down 3 times this month, this horse has the best turf speed. Like in again with Carol and the Irons, and you've done a lot of UND rest covered it all. So yeah, I do like the 12. What I like is this prime coat. Ran well last time out and just missed. Looks like she needed a little bit more room to run. And with Lynn Ashby and Aubrey Green combination is always deadly in the grass. We saw them come in a third place finish in a stake $100,000 stakes races up at Parks yesterday. Always a dangerous combo to be had. And I went three deep. I went short rest of the ticket. The 7 Blue Shamrock really was intriguing to me. It's a 3-year-old out of Bluegrass Cat, has been working out like a champ over at the beautiful grass over at that synthetic Fair Hill. Nice three workouts in a row, looked great. Not a bad trip. Or I'm sorry, a bad trip last time out. I was going to say not a good trip last time out, but that was the first start. We got Danny in the irons step up as well. So I went 3 prime coat, 7 Blue Shamrock, and 12 Lisa Marie in this first race.
I liked that 7 too. The price to me just is what held me away from it. Just have, you know, second race. I get it. You get like, you know, a really good trainer jockey combo, Delacour and Centennial.
A little bit upgrade.
Yeah. If it showed me more in that first race, I'd be all over it. But 9-2 just seems like a little low. Sure. For that.
Yeah. And but, I'll tell you what, I do like your 5. I have on here a question mark out of Mineshaft. I could definitely see that force finishing in the money as well. So that was one of the this race gave me the fits.
Yeah, it's pretty wide. I think it's pretty wide open. A lot of horses could win this race.
It is.
So let's move on to the 6th race. We're going to the dirt. This is a Delaware bred for 3-year-olds. It's a stakes race, 6 furlongs. And again, we're going on the dirt. $50,000 on the line. Tom, let's go.
All right. Well, y'all know me. I'm going to throw everybody a curveball. I'm not going with the Jamie Ness horse here. Crabs and Beer is a good horse. Great connections, friendly with the owners, no disrespect, but I'm going with the 1, Witty. Witty won 2 times ago at Laurel with Carol and the Irons, $100,000 stakes race, just freaking cruised at 7 furlongs. We're going 6 today, tomorrow, I should say. Didn't have a great trip out last time at the Penn Mile, but I'm throwing that out the window. I really like this horse. I think it's the best. I think I'm singling it here. I think it could possibly wire the field.
That it?
I'm singling it. That's usually
but I get you. And here's what confuses me. And this could be a typo on Timeform's sheet. Is that this is a 3-year-old Delaware bred race, is what they're telling me. And there's no Delaware breds in this race. Is that on Craig McCoskey? Did he fuck up?
It could have been, yeah. Yeah.
Because it shows up to me on Timeform as a Delaware bred race, and there's not one in here.
PA bred, Maryland bred. Yeah.
That being said, I'm with you 1,000% on Witty. 4 dirt starts. It's never finished worse than 2nd. 3 consecutive wins on the dirt. 3 very impressive wins on the dirt, I would say. Winning by no less than 4 3/4 lengths. Witty is by far the best in this race. The only thing I will say, obviously Carol, so I'm going to go there too. If I included anybody else, and if I had maybe a little bit more money, we'll see how my ticket plays out. But the 5, No Sabanada?
Yes.
No Sabanada.
Yeah.
Who came here last time with Alvarado in the irons, same kind of situation, where did get a good impressive win at 6 furlongs in its 4th. 5th Delaware effort, and it's got 3 wins or 2 wins. Sorry.
Yep. Agreed.
Yeah. So horse is pretty good at Delaware. So I'm going to go with that. And also an angle we have used a lot here, a 3-year-old after, you know, 2nd off the long layoff. obviously it improved coming back in that allowance race. I think it's going to continue to improve, and I think this is going to be a pretty good horse. It's hard to go 7-5, 8-5. If I had to choose one, I'm going to go with the one. But the five, if I got the money at the end of the day, I'm going to throw it in there too, just to be safe.
Agree 100%. My thoughts exactly on the five, and I had the same. I'm like, I can't do two. I can't hold in good conscience on a ticket that I'm not spending a lot of money on. Play both favorites. But yeah, five. If it beats me, it beats me. Tip my cap. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how as the time. We'll see how we go in the first the initial pick four. Cool. Okay.
All right. So then race number seven, the third leg of the sequence. We're going back to the turf. 7.5 furlongs, a $44,000 allowance race for three-year-olds and up. And I'll kick us off this time. I'm going to go three deep or four deep. It all depends on how I end up viewing this last race. I went Seismic Wave to me just seems like something I can't throw out. The former Chad Brown horse coming down over after running at Belmont, ran some pretty good races at Belmont. I feel like it has faced better than most everyone in this field has ever seen. When you look at some of the horses it's come against, when it's like Castle Creed and some like Hot Brown, that's hard to leave off.
One of Randy's favorite horses, right?
Yeah.
Some like Hot Brown.
That's so hard at 5-2, even though it hasn't won a bunch in 21 starts. It's so hard to leave off because I do think it just has, it's facing a class now more that it's capable of winning than it has for a long, long time. So the 4 Seismic Wave is on there. The 10 Town of Gold. Now Town of Gold also coming off the layoff and first time gelding. It's got a great jockey trainer combo. I think when you look at what they've done the last 11 starts together with Rendon and Duarte, I'm gonna say that right.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yep. Also another one coming off a long layoff in gelding. And when you look at a couple times ago, last when it was at 5.5, got a big win, then went back to Naira and in a stakes race and in a pretty high class allowance race. 10 starts, been in the money 50% of the time, 4-1, Town of Gold sticks out to me. I did go with the 1-2, Nathan Detroit, who had a really good run here at a 44K allowance race at a mile and 70 last time, put up a big old number. The time before that was running in a grade 2 and I believe was Preakness Day. You're talking about Set Piece, Tango, Tango, Tango.
Yeah, the Tone.
Yeah, very, very, very good field at face there. And then the time for it got a win. So 10-1 just seems like, hey, there's a decent possibility this horse gets a good price. Last time Humphrey was on this horse's back, we got a win at Laurel in a good run at a mile. And then the only other horse I'm going to mention, and that's if I single Witty in the last one, is going to be Gussie Mack. Gussie Mack ran the best number in this class last time out at Belmont in that 92K allowance race. It was a mile and eighth, but this horse has been very competitive in sprints in times before, so if this horse is going to win at 7.5, this is going to be a pretty good opportunity for it. So, especially at 6-1.
Well, we've said it before. I'm going to say it again. We do not talk about our picks beforehand. And sometimes, you know, when AG's like, I hope your horses lose. Today's not one of those days.
Oh, wow.
Which could be a really good thing, actually. I do like the 10 Town of Gold. One thing that you did not mention that you know I love. This is the first time is running with the Ultimate Equipment Change. Reported gelding on March 12th. But as you mentioned, jumps down in class. And as you mentioned, the Laurel race, Town of Gold, you like you read my notes. thought he might have been running over his weight class a little bit, a few races back at that $100,000, but steps back into where I think he can dominate. Gussie Mack, the 11, opposite of this horse, Town of Gold, where Town of Gold was on had a pretty long layoff. Gussie Mack has got fresh legs, coming off a $92,000 allowance race at Belmont just on June 3rd, running against some very, very stiff competition. I like this trainer a lot. Very good turf trainer. He's English, and he does actually like almost cross country training with his horses, which is really interesting. Trains out there at Fair Hill as well. So yeah, I like the 10, the 11, and God damn it, I like the 1 too. when this horse was coming up, I mean, he was like opening up like Keeneland. He was going to be the horse. And hey, what, 10 rewins out of 10 tries, and at the odds, yeah, 10 to 1, yeah. So I didn't like. It's weird. We were thinking the same, man. I think that the one knock on it, yeah, he ran against some pretty stiff competition, but whenever he hit them, like Casa Creed race didn't finish too well. He's run with them, but he hasn't ran with them, if you know what I mean. That's my only knock on the 4. But yeah, man, that sucks. Or it's good. I went 10 and 11.
Highway Bound is going to make us crumble up our tickets, he says.
Oh boy. Okay.
All right. If that happens, then shout out to D-Rest.
Yep. The last time he did that, God damn it, he was right. Because I think we're both on a horse, in the same race, and he said, "This horse is going to win." And next thing you know, I got a text from him or an email from him.
Not sure where the angle lies, but hey, I'm not going to question you at all. I will not do that.
Well, yeah, I know you mentioned it before. The number 2, Highway Bound, into Mischief Horse, at a 7th Street and Street Cry. We had Danny in the irons. This horse,
I like it for a price. I get it.
Yeah.
Godolphin horse.
Yep. Hey, you know what? Ollie will give it a second look. Yeah, the breeding. Yep. Yep. Yes, sir. All right.
I like it.
We'll see. I don't have your kind of money, D-Rest, and playing all these horses, no. but I'll take a look. I'll take a look. Thank you. So, all right, we're wrapping this up with race 8, right, AJ?
Yeah, let's wrap this up. And race 8, goddamn. Race 8, 5.5 on the dirt. It's a main claimer for $5,000, 3-year-olds and up, and Jesus, what a clusterfuck this is. I mean, so the 7 looks like easily the best, coming from Monmouth and Oaklawn.
Yeah.
But you're also talking about a horse who was last 2 efforts, he's lost by double digit lengths.
Right.
His best effort, he's finished, 6.5 behind, and he's 9-5.
Yeah, it's
this race to me is just an absolute, I don't know.
What do we call it in our early days? The dartboard race?
Yeah, honestly, take anybody. I don't care. I went with this race cracks me up. I did go with the 7 strictly because of what I've just said. It's coming from Oaklawn, Monmouth. It didn't fare well there. It's coming down, taking a kind of a drop in class.
Yeah,
and 9-5 is not a great price in a race like this. I get it, but at the same time, who am I going to take? The 3-2 shot coming off of losing by 5.5 at Indiana, losing by 9 at Turfway. Why? Because he's off a long layoff. Yeah, maybe, because that's one of the angles we typically do. But 3-2? Are you kidding me? Not a chance. I want anything to do with that. I actually went with the 2. No more fire. Strictly because I have not seen this horse finish a race yet, so I don't really know how bad it is.
Interesting. Interesting look.
8-1, and like I've watched these other horses run full races. This one's never finished, so I don't know.
Could be it could be the best angle ever. We'll never know.
In a race like this, yes. I just went 2-7. You could go all. I mean, you should probably go all because you might.
I like the 4 a little bit, just for the simple fact.
But 3-2 though.
I know.
3-2.
I know. He's got a permanent case of second tits. Maybe he can right the ship. I know. You got to play somebody.
I get it. So I get it. Yep.
Yeah. Wasn't a fan of this race. I like your angle on No More Fire as well. Trejos is a very good jockey. We'll see what happens. I remember that race, the Saints Victory race, because I actually had Saints Victory in that race. Just solely the name was I think Dennis Trusty liked the name, but so I went 4. Not too. Do you went 2 deep here, AJ? 7 and 4.
No, 2-7.
I'm sorry. 2 and 7.
2-7, and you can make a case. I think you can make a case for the 1.
You could.
Also, I mean, it's funny you're talking about a horse who just ran an 8 time form figure the last time out, but also I feel like there's a case to be made for him, which is crazy. I love the first 3 races. This one was just
not so much.
Nope.
So that
this one's tough. I mean, someone could win a lot of money or.
Not yeah, you could go level. All. Yeah. I mean, you could just go all because.
Yep, it's a good one.
I went 3-1-2, so I could technically go all. Yeah, Tommy B. Yep. All right, let's talk about.
Let's get there.
All right, let's get there. So that we have 4 stakes races. Listen, everybody, just take a quick glance. We're going to just talk about a couple of the races. Maybe somebody didn't really dive too deep in here because we literally just got the forms. The line's already even out yet. Okay. So let's, without further ado, we're going to talk about Saturday, everybody. We have 4 stakes races. The first is $100,000 on 6 furlongs on the dirt. The Alapocas run stakes. AJ, did you see any quick peeks here?
The first thing that stuck out to me was by far Defend, who has never lost in this track.
Our friend, our friend Nick Santa owns that. With Cal Lynch, has been on fire as we talk about a lot. It's a good horse. Ran up at Belmont last summer. Mm-hmm. Wasn't the best, Maybe was in a little bit over his head. Didn't get a great ride by Saez, if memory serves me. But yeah, I love Defend.
Yeah, Defend, and then also Sir Alfred James is a horse we've seen a bunch of times everywhere from Churchill to Kentucky to New York to wherever it's been. Even though the last couple lines haven't been great for this horse, I do think it's going to be a decent price or a low price. I feel like the name, especially when you look at a couple of these horses in here, Hopeful Treasure stuck out to me. Drafted stuck out to me as a couple of horses who especially Drafted, coming off 2 wins, 1 at Belmont, 1 at Monmouth. I'm not sure, but I think there's an opportunity for, if you like a horse in this race, you're going to get a price. Cause even Full Authority, as well, when you look at, the last couple of races, Jackson Traveler, got a win at Oaklawn. Yeah. I mean, I'm not entirely sure how that morning line is going to play out, but I feel like there's some good opportunity there.
I think Sir Alfred might be the morning line, or maybe Greeley and Ben. That horse ran pretty big down for a couple of trainers down in Texas, Broberg. But I'm hoping that we can get Defended a nice price, which we very well Very well could be. But yeah, I mean, Sir Alfred James just ran in the Penn Mile the other day. Yep. With New York traffic, with the one that New York traffic won. But yeah, yeah, that's I kind of
Greenlee and Bren, 20 wins and 33 starts. That's insane.
It is. Yes, it is. And some of those were stakes down there at Lone Star. Yeah,
some good races.
In Delta. Yeah. And just looking at, you mentioned Drafted, just a quick eyeball, definitely rooting for Defend. But I mean, you got, even have a couple of the, like, where's the gold to me go? It's a horse that runs at Colonial Stakes races. And yeah, this one, it's not my favorite one of the day. It's going to be definitely good. And like I said, I think we might be able to scoop in for a price.
Even Where's Told Me to Go. Two wins in a row, two big prices. Yeah. Got a win at Delaware, too. Last two times it's been a Delaware. It's won.
Yeah. Full Authority is going to get some love, I think, at the betting windows as well for just really just what he did at Oaklawn. So we'll see. We'll see. This next race is actually my favorite. The turf races look like they're monsters. This is the Christiana. We're going a mile and 16th on the green grass in Stanton. We've got Hall of Fame trainers. We got all kinds of horses running in this one. Chad Brown with Lay the Groundwork might be the morning line. Do you think that horse gets enough risk, or could it be a Tap the Faith?
Lay the Groundwork was my favorite. And it's based off of, I mean, it's ran three times. First time it ran on the turf, ran pretty big in a big allowance race up there. So, I mean, there's plays against it, though. There definitely is.
I'll tell you what's interesting, and I'm going to be digging into this a little bit more. We're going to see two horses that have never run on soil in the United States with Gazala from Ireland and Parnac from France. Just interesting with Clement and Grand Motion's got a couple horses in this race. Motion has the Gazala and Clement has Parnac with Trevor in the Irons and Angel, respectively. Angel is in with Gazala. Just so you know how much I love my foreign horses on the grass. So those two are definitely intriguing. I also like Tap the Faith out of Tappet, another Clement. Shad Nation. I mean, last time this horse ran had a guy by the name of Irad in the Irons at a little track called Keeneland. So we're seeing a lot of good stuff. It's going to be interesting. Like I said, I'm going to dig into over the next few days these two foreign horses. But yeah, I think Lay the Groundwork probably will get the respect with Chad Brown and might be the morning line. We can't forget, Motion actually could have up to three horses with Saucy Lady T. We saw run at Pimlico. I think it was Black Eyed Susan Day.
I'm a big fan of that Sparkle Blue. Four runs, got a win at Del Mar in an allowance race. Yep. Comes back off this long layoff. You got a jockey's win at 25% in the money, like 40%. I think that's – I'm waiting to see what that horse's morning line is, because that's going to be interesting. Because I'm a fan of that horse.
Jeremy Rose. Yeah, Jeremy Rose. And anytime a horse from California ships out here, you got to take – I mean, it ran in the Durante – Jimmy Durante's Stakes, but also won at Del Mar just last November. So, yeah, with Jose and the Irons. Good, very good race. So that brings us to, I guess, the Delaware Oaks.
Delaware Oaks, yep.
And this is race six. We are going a mile and 16th on dirt. And everybody, again, everything just came out. No morning line, so we're just talking. Hope you're enjoying. First thing that jumped out at me is Safi Joseph Jr.'s horse, the one, Republic. You don't see Safi have many horses up here, and this horse just looks amazing running down on that synthetic at Gulfstream. Another horse that, I mean, we've got the Robert Reed horse, who I'm sure you like, this morning matcha, I'm sorry, running half decent at Belmont and one at Parks. We have Carol in the Irons, your girl. Another horse that kind of I like was a Sandstone, former McPhee horse. Always have to look out for those. So yeah, a couple good ones. I think D-Rest was looking at Frippet as well. Yes, I have that one highlighted with Jonathan Thomas. I think we're still waiting on a jockey on that one, but looks pretty, running pretty well at Monmouth and one at Keeneland with Joelle in the Irons.
I was kind of a fan of the Sandstone horse, with our boy Angel, because it's been, I mean, this year obviously has not been what I believe they probably thought it was coming off of the end of the year at Churchill Downs, where we got two massive wins.
Yeah.
9 lengths, 10 lengths. One of those was a stakes race. They put him into a grade two. Obviously, Dream Lethal is a pretty good horse. And then comes back and loses by 11 lengths twice in a row. I do believe there's something underneath there that I think Angel might have maybe a great trip. I think that horse might be a price just given off of what it has done this year. But when you look back, you're right.
I think you're right. I think the one will probably be the favorite. Again, this is all guesswork. One might be the favorite just given the how it's run and Safi, and we've got Tyler Connor in the Irons as well. But I think you're right with Sandstone. We might be able to get like an 8-1 or even more.
I mean, yeah, I think that's good. That might be my price play of this race, depending on where it's at. And then I think Chardonnay. You got Stidham, you got Rodriguez, and when you look at this horse's numbers, improves almost every single time, especially when it's come to the dirt. Ran right before the Preakness that weekend. Gets a little bit of, and I mean that was his best race coming to Pimlico, and I think it could build off that. I think Chardonnay, I mean, 9 starts, 5 times first or second. I mean that's pretty good. And then Shotgun Hottie to me. Got second. Venti Valentine's a
Maury coming down.
Yep. McCarthy in the Irons as well. They've ran twice together and they've won one. This horse just ran in a grade three at a mile and an eighth. I think Shotgun Hottie's got a real shot here.
I think so. Unadulterated. Could get the hometown bias. Won here just less than a month ago on June 4th. Brittany Russell and Fergal Lynch, always a dangerous combination. Might be a hometown horse here. That won here already. But yeah, this is going to be a good race.
I think so.
Definitely digging more into it over the next few days. So this is another great turf race. Race 7, the Kent. We're going a mile and 18th. There's something about the ones in these races. When Graham Motion had this horse at Keeneland about a month ago, I freaking loved it. It was a bomber. I hit it. Scorched. Me and Motion and Grass. Yes. We also are seeing an interesting one here with Weaver and Eric Hensel are coming down. A horse called Main Event ran at Churchill last, not too hot, but looked decent at Gulfstream. Interesting with Weaver putting a horse down here. And we do have a Brad Cox horse in this race, I believe, Tommy B. And our friend D. Rest. Wow. We agree on something here. Tommy B., this horse, like I mentioned, is a Cox horse. Running well, running really well at Keeneland. And Indiana could be the morning line favorite. I'm not sure. And we have Michael Sanchez with King of Hollywood, which is another horse that I think I might be able to get. We might be able to get at a price. I like the pedigree. This horse always just seems to be, does a good race, bad race, good race, bad race. It's due for a good race. I know I don't know. I do like Mike and the Irons here. Getting too hot at Monmouth a few days ago. But yeah, those are the initial horses that jumped out at me.
I'm looking at it now. I don't actually have the numbers, but Elizer with Clement and McCarthy.
Yep.
Another second horse race now in the States. First time it was in a grade two up at Belmont. Ran. I can't fault the way it ran. It's run two pretty long races and done pretty well. Got a win over in France and now comes over to the States for the second time. I think this horse, I'm interested to see what this morning line is going to be because I do believe this horse is going to be a good one. The other one's going to be Wow, What a Summer. Best time form number, I believe, in this race by anyone there. And that was at the Penn Mile, which it did win.
That was that bomber, yeah.
Yep. 83-1. I'd love to see how this horse is going to come back after it kind of figured something out. The distance, I mean, it's run a mile in 16th before, obviously didn't win. It could be too long for this horse, but I feel like I'm not sure what its odds going to be. I mean, if I can get a price on this horse, I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to go ahead and take a shot.
It might be able to. I don't think it's going to get, might not get the respect with if it was if I'll it, say if maybe the Cox horse wasn't in or the one right. wasn't in, I'd say that might be closer favorite, but you might get like 7-1 at least,
which is exactly what I want on this horse. Seven starts, two wins, two shows. The other one I'm interested to see is going to be the I don't have the numbers. Main Event, the Weaver horse, mm-hmm. Who last time out or two time last time at Gulfstream, sorry, at a mile and 16th, just wired the field. Comes back at the American. Maybe that was a little bit too big of a jump from the Gulfstream Park Stakes race, but I do believe a mile and an eighth is not out of this horse's grasp whatsoever. So watching this horse come back, it's interesting because I do believe this horse is going to be a little bit more of a price as well. So we'll see what we can get there.
Cool. Yeah. And we've got our friend Jamie Ness has Uncle Irish who freaking this horse is last time out won. Time before that finished in second. Very, very good horse. This might be the one time where a Ness horse is not going to get bet down, and we might get a price. The one time the Ness horse is not going to get bet down at Delaware, I should say. I think
never been on the grass. That's always a concern.
I know. It's not like he's never run on it before, but yeah. And you're right about D-Rest. You're right. Yeah, Chelsea ran I think two or three races at Delaware last year. Pretty nice young lady. But yeah, it you're right about the Uncle Irish never running on the grass, but I don't know. I was happy to see these stakes races, and we got stakes races next week too with the Delaware handicap is the following Saturday, so might have to do another impromptu show. But so that's there you have it, pick four for tomorrow. And hey, we got you the Delaware Oaks. Talked about it before anybody else because, you know, we're working practically for Delaware Park at this point every Tuesday night. Thanks for joining, watching Off the Rail. We got a lot of fun stuff going on. Randy and I and Sarah and AJ are working on some interesting and new stuff. So if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button because we're going to be doing a couple things more than picks and things like that in the near future. So we got a lot of fun stuff coming out, and hopefully we can make some money at Delaware Park. But as always, everybody, appreciate it. And thanks for your support. We'll talk to you guys later.